Privyet and a warm welcome to our esteemed viewers. Privyet means hello in Ukrainian, a language spoken mainly in Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Poland and Slovakia. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world.
From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you wonderful news from around the globe.
Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S, North America Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, United States Agency for International Development aids Pakistan. In environmental news, a house that uses no outside energy source is constructed in Canada. In humanitarian news, Japan donates $2 million to Sierra Leone. In children news, young people all over the world can record their stories on the internet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 23rd, Her Majesty the Queen of Sweden was born in 1943. Queen Silvia has a long record of charitable work and respect for human rights. In 1999, Her Majesty founded the World Childhood Foundation, which seeks to protect the freedom and rights of children and young mothers. Queen Silvia is also active in many other charities and foundations. She is the chairperson of the Royal Wedding Fund, which supports research in sports and athletics for youth with disabilities. God bless Queen Silvia of Sweden for all your compassionate commitment to improving the lives of others. We wish Your Majesty a magnificent birthday.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members bring warmth to the elderly in the cold of winter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Following Supreme Master Qinghai's example of caring for the less fortunate, our association members in California, USA, recently brought gifts and good cheer to senior citizens in their local community. Bearing gift baskets from One World Vegetarian Cuisine, a restaurant run by our association members, these Santa's helpers sought to bring comfort and joy to the seniors. The gift baskets included warm blankets, gloves, and other holiday treats. We respectfully wish the elderly a warm and enjoyable holiday with friends and loved ones. May God bestow all with the gifts of health and happiness in the season of sharing.
Fly-in news. Europe ushers in a more borderless world. Europeans are celebrating the dismantling of formal borders as 9 new states become Schengen area members. The addition of the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Poland, Slovakia, and Slovenia means that Europeans can travel the 4,000 kilometers from Estonia to Portugal without the need for passports or border checks. Oh, what wonderful news! What a great feeling of freedom for your citizens! We rejoice with the people and wish you happy travels and friendly relations among all. Thank you, Europe!
Lion News. European Union aids Myanmar citizens. The European Commission has announced a donation of 18 million euros in emergency funds to help the people of Myanmar. The provision will assist approximately 1.2 million people living in rural regions as well as refugee camps in Thailand. Thank you and God bless European Commission and all organizations involved in bringing relief to the people of Myanmar. May heaven bless all with stability, comfort and love.
Lion News. Blanca Ovalar may soon become Paraguay's first female president. Having won Paraguay's national primary, Blanca Ovalar may be on her way to becoming her country's first female president. She would be the third in Latin America, where two women currently serve as heads of state, Cristina Fernandez Kirchner in Argentina and Michelle Bachelet in Chile. Bravo, Miss Blanca Ovalar, on your success and best of luck in the elections. May the nurturing guidance of women leaders worldwide bring ever greater peace and prosperity to the world.
Lion News. Israel to make science more animal-friendly. In response to animal rights advocates' concerns, Israel's parliamentary body, the Knesset, will review the nation's policy on animal experimentation. Knesset member Eitan Kabel expressed his support for new measures, saying, "He who does not care for animal life also does not care about human life. The time has come for this issue to be dealt with in an organized, coherent manner. We applaud you, Israeli Knesset members, for standing up for the rights of our treasured animal friends. May God bless humans and animals alike with loving, harmonious, and peaceful coexistence."
Lion News. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gives healthcare a boost in Ethiopia. The $14.7 million U.S. dollar donation is being distributed through JSI Research and Training Institute, or JSI, to benefit Ethiopian maternal and infant medical care. JSI President Joel Lambstein said this new grant will help improve the health of more than 15 million women and children in Ethiopia. "We are grateful to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for giving JSI this opportunity to further our 12 years of work in country. Our deep gratitude also, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and God bless your kind and charitable act of giving. May all Ethiopian women and children be graced with robust health, vitality, and love."
Lion News. Twin towns reunited after 87 years. Prior to 1920, the towns of Valga in Latvia and Valga in Estonia were a united entity. On midnight of Thursday, December 20th, with the Schengen Accord coming into effect, the borders between the two towns were eliminated, and the towns were joined once again. Mayors of the two municipalities met at the border to recognize the occasion as people cheered and danced in celebration of their reunification. "Congratulations, Valka and Valga, on this joyous occasion. We send our best wishes for your renewed friendship, ever more cooperation, and unity."
Lion News. Archaeology Magazine publishes 10 new discoveries of 2007. The Archaeological Institute of America has selected the top 10 important discoveries of 2007 for its 2008 January-February publication. Of those chosen, some of the more spectacular include the 13 stone towers in Peru that form one of the earliest solar observatories known to humankind, the discovery of an officer's name, Nebusarsakim, on a tablet that dates back 595 BC, matching a name in the Hebrew Bible, and a site of ancient stone hammers used by chimpanzees to open nuts 4,300 years ago. Wow! The ancient world continues to amaze us with newfound discoveries. We thank God for the countless colorful creations that bring beauty and wonder to our world.
Lion News. Dutch families adopt Christmas trees. This year, 1,000 Dutch families are adopting live pine trees that they will return to nurseries for professional replanting after celebrating their green Christmas. Erwin Koyman came up with this idea of letting people adopt these organically grown pines 5 years ago. He said you should see how happy the children are when they come for their Christmas tree. Jasper Vink, spokesperson for Biologica, a Dutch Organic Growers Association, said, "There's a lot of interest and enthusiasm for these kinds of things, because they are socially and ecologically responsible as well as fun." What a great idea! Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Koyman, for your environmentally caring Christmas tree that also preserves a time-honored tradition. May you continue to bring everyone a happy green Christmas.
In world news, United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates fund to Pakistan. Improving Livelihoods and Enterprise Development Project, or ILED, is reserving $28 million U.S. of the total $200 million U.S. of USAID donation toward the earthquake reconstruction program in Pakistan. The ILED project involves the installation of a new drip irrigation system in the most seriously affected earthquake areas of Pakistan. The goal of this project is to increase the production of crops and orchards and support economic progress in the area. Thank you, USAID, for your generous assistance to Pakistan in time of need. May heaven bless your noble work. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Canadian home is designed to produce and maintain its own energy. We'll take a quick stroll and be right back. More positive news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Noteworthy news, positive news for a peaceful world. I'm Jenny Purr the Cat with a great tip on how to stop me and my lovely friends from digging in your house plants. A good way is to put decorative rocks around the base of the plant. You can also have fun and paint the rocks to brighten up your home. We cats love gazing at beautifully painted rocks. Thank you for watching, and now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, new Canadian home is designed to have no energy consumption. The Riverdale Net Zero project, built in Edmonton, Alberta, brings the level of energy use down to zero. An efficient use of insulation, ventilation, and window systems will contribute to 80% of the savings on the energy bills. Use of solar power will result in the other 20% of savings. Thank you, designers and engineers, for making environmentally friendly dreams come true. May God's light shine on all your endeavors.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates $2 million to Sierra Leone. Japan has pledged to donate $2 million to the United Nations Children's Fund to be used for a project in Sierra Leone in 2008. The goal of the project is to improve health services so that all Sierra Leonean people have adequate medical care. Deputy Minister of Finance of Sierra Leone, Mamadou Karbo, expressed his happiness at the contribution of non-governmental organizations to bettering the healthcare of the nation, especially concerning children. Thank you, Japan, and heaven bless for your caring actions to better the life of people in Sierra Leone. May the people of Sierra Leone be graced with health and happiness. Children worldwide can listen to each other's stories. More on this coming up here on Noteworthy News. We'll just have some quiet time with God. Be right back. This is Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. In children news, non-profit organizations unite with Google to help children share stories online. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, Google and the non-profit organization One Laptop Per Child have teamed up to inaugurate Our Stories. Through this project, young people can speak in their native language to record stories about themselves and their lives using laptops, mobile phones, or other ways. These stories can then be accessed by others from the website www.ourstories.org. Through this sharing, the organizers envision that understanding between various nations, ethnic groups, faith, and languages will increase. What a fantastic collaboration! Bravo and heaven bless the three sponsoring groups for your innovative project toward peace and harmony around the globe.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Speeding.
A state police officer sees a car puttering along at 22 miles per hour. He thinks, this driver is just as dangerous as a speeder. So he turns on his lights and pulls the driver over. Approaching the car, he notices that there are five old ladies, two in the front seat and three in the back. Wide-eyed, the driver, obviously confused, says to him, Officer, I don't understand. I was doing exactly the speed limit. What seems to be the problem? The officer says, Ma'am, you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can also be a danger to other drivers. Slower than the speed limit? Oh, sir, no, I was doing the speed limit exactly 22 miles an hour. So the old woman was very proudly to tell him that. The officer, trying to contain a chuckle, explained to her that 22 was the highway number, not the speed limit. So embarrassed a little, the woman grinned and thanked the officer for pointing out her error. But before I let you go, ma'am, I have to ask, if everyone in this car okay? This woman seemed awfully shaken, and they haven't muttered a single peep in this whole time. The officer asked, oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We just got off highway 119.
And now for our viewers' helpline. This hotline came from Park of Busan, Korea.
인터넷으로 보다가 TV로 보니 너무 좋습니다. 스피드마스터 텔레비전의 무궁한 발전을 기대합니다. 지구촌 가족 모두 사랑합니다.
Hello Park, how wonderful to hear from you, all the way from beautiful Busan, Korea. We too are grateful to God for connecting us all in a global family. Thank you for your good wishes, and may peace and joy be with you.
Do you have a hotline today? We appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen. We have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world.
До побачення. That is goodbye in Ukrainian language. May your days be full of smiles, laughter, and cheerfulness. We'll see you soon.